Welcome to the first ever Unjaded series. We are going to go through the next 12 days unpacking the design of 12 different generator types. So I get really, really tired of people identifying or over-identifying with their human design type and just stopping there because there's so much more to the picture than your human design type. Human design is all about the nuances, and I know that you've heard me say this over and over and over and over again on the Unjaded podcast. But what I'm going to do with you over the next 12 days is walk you through the design of people of the same type, 12 people of the same type who are completely different, so that you can stop leaning so much into your type and stopping there. You can stop thinking that, well, because I'm a projector, I need to be tired, or because I'm a generator, I need to be going and going and going. Or because I'm a manifester, I have a really off-putting aura. In this series, I plan to demonstrate exactly why you can't stop at your type if you want to change your life by living your human design. And that is the gift of human design. It's about living your design, not just knowing your design. Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in. Okay, spoiler alert. This is my family that we're doing. By the time that you listen to this series, there will be 12 people in my family, which is super exciting. You know, we started out as five. We started out as two, and then we were five. And now we are 12, or we're almost 12. Right now we're 11. So I'm recording these episodes in November, and we have one more baby due. Baby Easton was born exactly 2 weeks ago today at the time of this recording, and my daughter Emily is due to have her third child any day now. So we're going to call that baby Mystery Baby for now. So at this moment in time, at the time of this recording, there are 11 people in my family, all generator types. Eight of us are manifesting generators and three are generators. Only one person in our entire family so far has an undefined throat, and that is my daughter, Emily. So stay tuned for her episode if you too have an undefined throat or there's someone in your life with an undefined throat and you would love to know how to work with that energy. So I wanted to really offer this series as a deep dive into each of these charts, into the nuances of these charts, so that you could see that not all people of the same type are created equally. It really is all about the nuances. You would never walk into a family gathering or meet different members of my family and say, well, she's the same. They're all the same because they're manifesting generators. No way. In fact, my husband Pete and I are the two most opposite people on the planet, I think. We agree on our big life values, but outside of that, you can pretty much be sure of the fact that if he says that he loves something, I'm going to say, ugh, I don't like that at all. Like, it is crazy how opposite we are. We're both manifesting generators, and we have almost all of the same centers defined and a ton of the same gates and channels defined, but we're completely different. So remember that your chart is like the blueprint or the map, the manuscript that you have of your life, but you energize it, right? We all have free will and we all have different conditioners. And that's something to really be aware of in your life. You know, we tend to think of conditioning as something that happens to us in the present now, or maybe when we were kids, but conditioning happens even before we're born, right? We're conditioned by the factors of our ancestors. You know, we know that people whose ancestors went through the Holocaust have that same trauma response in their bodies. We know all of these different historical patterns that play out in cellular memory. And that's the same with your conditioning in your human design. So no two charts are going to be the same. In fact, when I go into Nick's episode, Nick, my son-in-law, he has a twin brother. They were born, I think, 7 or 9 minutes apart. Their charts are identical. Every single thing is the same. And they are two completely different men. So it's really fascinating, and it's something to always keep in mind. Oh yeah, I have a choice about this. I can be in the highest expression of these energies. I can be at the midpoint. I can be in the low point of these energies. We get to choose, right? And we also get banged around by life differently. Birth order, all of these things come into effect. Human design is just one piece of the puzzle. So you can never just stop at the type. You can never just stop at face value of the chart. Over the course of these 12 days, I would love for you to have your own chart handy and even the charts of other people in your own family. I know that you may be walking or driving as you listen to these, but maybe, you know, something will stick in your mind and you'll be like, oh yeah, I got to remember to check that on my chart. Because I'm going to relate what I'm saying to your design. So I will always come back to, okay, this is where this is in your chart. And if you have it open this, and if you have it defined, this is what it means. So that it will be really relatable for you. These episodes are going to be super consumable. I'm really trying to get them down to 10 or 11 minutes so that it's not a lot of overwhelming information. You'll also want to check the show notes for each of these episodes that are coming up, because I'm going to put each person's chart in their show notes of their episode. I'll be linking back to other episodes that relate, and I will have extra downloads for you as we go along so that you can see, you know, if I'm talking about a certain planet, I want you to be able to see where that is on the human design chart so that you can look at your own planet and what that means for you, okay? Just remember as you go through these episodes that it's not about you learning human design. The invitation is for you to understand your own design so that you can live it. And living your human design is where the magic really happens. It's the only tool that I've found so far that shows you exactly where you've been conditioned away from yourself and how to come back to who you are, who you came here to be, because it's all there in your chart for you. In your human design, we can look and find your purpose, your soul curriculum, your greatest wounds, the role that you play in your life, the plot line of your life, so many things. It's just magic. So many women cry when they come into a reading with me because it's the first time that anyone has ever really seen them. I've had, you know, women say to me, oh my God, it's like you've been with me all along. The rest of the world, even my closest members of my family, think I'm this way, but you just showed me the truth. Like, I never let anybody see this side of me. Just yesterday, I did a human design reading with a woman, and there's always a little bit of a tilt towards business. If you have a business, we're going to look at your business. We're going to look at your relationships. We're going to look at your life, your purpose. You know, we'll go all around the mulberry bush in our readings because, again, the nuances, right? But I was able to ask her some really pointed questions. She has the gate of provocation in a prominent place in her design. And, you know, one of my first questions to her was, how do you feel about provoking people? And I could see her curl away from me like, oh, that's really uncomfortable. Another thing for her is that she is someone with a defined will, a girl, a woman with a defined will. And I always find that even though we tend to think that conditioning only happens in our openness, and that's not true, but that's how we tend to think about it in human design circles, I find that the defined will is the most conditioned place in a woman's chart. And this woman was no different. You know, this reading became all about where are you giving your power away and where have you been conditioned to play small? And not only that, it's not only about looking backwards and going, oh yeah, well this happened and that happened. It's like, okay, what are you going to do with that now? How are you going to build your business differently now that you know that people are here for you to be powerful? You know, for this person in particular, this woman in particular, if she's not standing in her power, she's not going to call out the people who are meant to come into her world, who she's there to serve. And that's how knowing or understanding the nuances of your human design and actually beginning to live it really changes things for you, way beyond whether you're a manifesting generator or a projector or a reflector or a manifester. So follow along for the mini series and see what you can unravel about your own design as I walk through these 12 different designs. I'm even doing the babies because it's fascinating to see how we cannot condition the little ones. This is the gift of human design. Ra always said that human design is for the children. It's for the ones who come later so that we don't condition them away from themselves. When you're ready for your own reading and you really want to dig into the nuances of what makes you you, you can head on over to the website at vickidixon.com. It's linked in the show notes and you can book your reading there. It's the perfect way to start the new year, and we are heading into a new year. The holiday season is kind of famous for kicking you around. I would love for this series to be a little bright light in your day that you think, yes, now I can go and listen to that about human design and discover even more about myself. Stay unjaded.